Moving things along here with Cleveland Guardians Radio Week as we are joined now by Chris Antonetti from the front office of the Cleveland Guardians coming off his 2022 Executive of the Year nomination. So, Chris, you know, as we get started for this season, for you, does it feel any more, you know, normal not having to deal with the name change and having to answer questions about that? And, you know, is there any more sense of normalcy heading into 2023 at all?
I do think overall there is a much greater sense of normalcy for us. If you just reflect back on the last few years with, you know, COVID and all that entailed and the lingering effects of that, the name change, a work stoppage, there was a lot to navigate over the past few seasons. But this season, we're not encumbered by any of that. We're obviously excited about the progress we made last year on the field and are looking forward to building on that this year.
You know, I was on Twitter earlier this afternoon, and Buster Olney, you know, obviously a very famous reporter across baseball, he lauded you and the rest of the front office with praise, talking about, you know, team tanking kind of being an issue in baseball. And obviously that's not the case in Cleveland, despite being a small market. Does that kind of give you some confidence knowing that not only you, but your front office as a whole, you're kind of getting that recognition for putting together a very competitive team year in and year out, despite, you know, financials not exactly meeting some other clubs?
Well, I've got a great respect for Buster, but despite that respect, that, you know, we really don't pay a whole lot of attention to what the external commentary is. I think what we try to focus on is how do we do the best we can to build the most competitive teams possible in our pursuit of trying to win a World Series, because I wake up every day thinking about that day when we win the World Series, and I know that's what motivates so many of us here.
What do the additions of Josh Bell and Mike Zunino do? Do they give this club that you think maybe is something they lacked in 2022?
I hope so. I think we went into the offseason really trying to identify what are the strengths of our team as we look forward and where are the opportunities to add to that group. And heading into the offseason, we were in a place of great continuity where we only had a couple of free agents and Austin Hedges behind the plate and then Brian Shaw. And then, you know, so we looked at it as what are the opportunities for us to improve, and the places where we sought to do that were to add some offense at some place on the diamond and or multiple places on the diamond, and then improve our catching alternatives. And I feel like we were able to do that with Josh and Mike. Josh Bell as a, you know, switch hitter that's been comfortable hitting in the middle of the lineup for the bulk of his career. He controls the strike zone well, can provide some balance and depth to the lineup, so we think he will complement our group well. And Mike Zunino is only a couple of years removed from having an all-star caliber season. He comes in with a great reputation for working with and leading a pitching staff, which is so important to us. And hopefully he can do that, take the time in spring training to build a rapport with our, you know, with our pitchers and, you know, stay healthy. And if he does that, then he could be a really key piece for us and a key contributor.
The youth of this team, and obviously last year there were a number of guys who stepped up, made their major league debuts, and really contributed to this team's success. I just got done interviewing George Valera, one of the up-and-coming outfielders in your guys' system. You know, I don't think you could necessarily expect the same number of guys to make their debut in such a huge impact this year, but is that kind of in the plans again, having some guys maybe step up and surprise you throughout the course of the 162?
Well, the contributions of young players will always be important for us. At the same time, I don't expect it to be quite the same volume as last year, where I think we were at a historic level for the opportunities that young players had. What we're hopeful is some of those young players that did get that opportunity last year can build on what they learned and, you know, be even greater contributors this year, and then hopefully that we will have some other players from within our system step in and be ready to contribute if and when those needs arise.
Again, we're joined by Cleveland Guardians President of Baseball Operations, Chris Antonetti. Chris, I guess last one here for you. What is, in your mind, the ceiling of this year's team? Obviously, last year, just one game away from knocking off the Yankees and heading to the ALCS. What is the ceiling of this year's team?
We're really excited about the opportunity in front of us. I think it's really important that we seek to build on last year, because as many great moments as there were along the way, we didn't win that last game. We didn't win the World Series. So, you know, we want to continue to strive for that, and we're excited to be in a place in spring training where that's what we're all seeking to accomplish. And we recognize and appreciate how difficult that path is and how many great teams there are there, but are within baseball. But, you know, we believe that we can, continue to make progress towards that, and hopefully can have a fun and exciting season as we work to do that.
Well, the fans are certainly looking forward to it. So, Chris, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck to you, the front office, and the guys on the field here in 2023. Should be a fun summer down at the ballpark.
Thank you so much for the time, Rocco. I really appreciate you having me on.